AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. How to successfully vet thousands of Syrian and Iraqi refugees that the Obama administration wants to resettle in this country was front and center Monday on the Democratic presidential campaign trail. Hillary Rodham Clinton told voters in Reno, Nevada, vetting has got to be strong, smart, and careful.
It takes 18 months to 2 years. In this case, it might take longer if they don't have papers and you can't tell much about them. But if there are ways to make the vetting process stronger and better, I would certainly look into that.
Canada's new Liberal government will announce tomorrow details of how it intends to resettle Syrian refugees. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau hasn't backed down from a pledge to bring 25,000 Syrians to Canada by December, despite pushback by some following the deadly attacks in Paris. Trudeau says robust security screening continues to be a high priority. Democratic rival Bernie Sanders is concerned about excessive use of force by police. Sanders told supporters in Atlanta Monday night, too many people of color in this country are dying at the hands of police.
All of you are aware of the names Sandra Bland and Michael Brown and Rekia Boyd and Eric Garner and Walter Scott and Freddie Gray and many others who died at the hands of police officers or in police custody.
Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is concerned about the upcoming release of a video that shows a white police officer shooting a black teenager 16 times. Chicago's police superintendent is recommending tonight that an officer who shot and killed an unarmed black woman in 2012 be fired. This is AP Radio News. Russia's role in the increasingly unstable Middle East is likely to be among the topics that President Barack Obama and French President François Hollande discuss at the White House on Tuesday. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports.
Aides say the two will discuss the latest intelligence on the attacks probe and the airstrikes French warplanes have mounted on targets in Syria. Press Secretary Josh Earnest notes these have been carried out with U.S. help.
Targets that were identified by the United States based on intelligence that had been conducted by the United States.
Hollande's coming here from London, where David Cameron wants to commit British bombers to the fight, and before flying to Moscow to see Vladimir Putin. U.S. officials still doubt Putin's ready for the grand anti-Islamic State coalition Hollande wants to form and think he's still more concerned with bolstering Syrian President Bashar Assad. Mark Smith at the White House.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.